Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G.R.O. was sound and great. Knows what a day.
He started with me.
All right. All he is, dummy up, huh? Because here it is. Quote. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man.
Michael kisses Gloria.
I cut that out, huh? That ain't all he brought her unto the man for. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Now, there it is, in black and white. We didn't crawl out from under no rocks. We didn't have no tails. And we didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Archie, that's a fairy tale. The whole idea of taking a rib out of Adam and making a woman, it's Mandrake the Magician time.
You hear that? He's comparing the Lord God to Mandrake the Magician. Can you believe it?
No. God is much better known.
Well, yous two may have come from monkeys and bamboons, but not me. The Lord God created me in his image.
Michael glances up at Archie incredulously.
You mean God looks like you?
I ain't saying you couldn't tell the two of us apart. Just saying he made us like him. Like, for instance, with four fingers and a thumb on each hand. He saw that one hand wasn't going to be enough, so he'd give us two of them. And then he put the hands here on the end of the arms because he knew that that's where they'd be handy.
That's why they're called hands, I suppose.
Will you stifle yourself? God don't want to be defended by no dingbat.
Look, Archie, you're misunderstanding us. We don't have anything against God or the notion of God. It's what people do in his name that we don't like. I mean, people hating his name and people killing his name.
That's right, Daddy. Look at Vietnam. We're there with his blessings, aren't we? Because God is on our side.
Well, he ain't gonna tell me he's on the side of them godless gooks.
Why not? God created them gooks too, didn't he?
I don't want to talk to you no more.
Edith answers the door.
Hi, Mrs. Brunker. Hi, everybody.
Hi. We're just finishing Saturday brunch. Would you like to have something?
Yeah, go on over there and you can take my chair, Lionel. Just sit down next to the gook lovers, huh? I gotta go up and take a shave.
Yeah, come on, Lionel.
Oh, no thanks. I've already eaten, Mrs. Brunker. I just stopped by to find out if tonight is still on.
Tonight? What's happening tonight, Ma?
I met Lionel's mother in the supermarket yesterday. Will you tell him, Lionel?
My mom invited your mother and father over for dinner tonight.
Really? That's wonderful.
You're kidding.
And you accepted, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So they'll expect you about 7.
She looks away nervously.
Okay, they're really looking forward to it. I see you.
Lionel, I think it's really super. Our folks are getting together for dinner.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it myself till I heard it with my own ears.
Are you going to be there?
No, but I'd sure like to tape the whole thing for my class in interracial communication.
Yeah, Lionel, bye-bye.
Hey, Ma, that's wonderful. You mean Daddy actually accepted to have dinner with the Jeffersons?
It's amazing. Jamae, I never thought that would ever happen.
That's really great.
Edith gazes into space, terrified.
You have discussed this with Daddy, haven't you?
How does this sound? Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. About dinner tonight, my husband's uncle just died.
Mother!
His aunt just died.
You can't say
His
that.
His aunt's in a coma.
Mother, stop. You didn't tell Daddy about this, did you?
I was too scared to. And then I started to, and then he started telling me about having tickets for the Mets game tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I got scared again. Gloria, what am I gonna do?
Go to dinner, Ma, and make Daddy go with you.
But how? You know your father. He ain't unclenched his teeth since the day they moved in.
Ma, I mean, knowing Archie, how'd you happen to accept in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. Mrs. Jefferson and me was having a nice talk in the supermarket, and she asked me, and you know me, I can't say no to nobody.
You can say no to me, all right. See? The nicest woman in the world. She can't refuse nothing to nobody. But when her husband asks or begs her not to use his brains, does she listen to him? No. Edith, why don't you just go out and buy a gun, huh? And I'll shoot myself. It'd be a lot less messy. You know, I cut myself 4 times in the last 3 seconds up there. There's pieces of my face down a drain on the way to the ocean. And one of these days, I'm going to dehead myself. Now, Edith, for the last time, will you please not use my razor?
Daddy, I'm glad you're shaving close because you and Ma have been invited to dinner tonight.
Dinner? I'm going to the Mets game tonight. Mike's going with me.
I was.
Huh?
Well, if you're not going, I can't go with you. On the other hand, I can still go. So I'll go with Gloria.
What are you talking about?
These people asked us to dinner, Archie. And I said yes. That was before I knew you had tickets for the Mets.
Well, now that you know I got tickets for the Mets, you can call these people up and cancel.
She can't do that, Daddy. These people, they wouldn't understand.
These people? Who are these people?
Tell him, Ma.
Oh, that's all right. You tell him, dear. I don't mind.
Well, come on. Somebody better tell me. Who the hell are they?
It's the Jeffersons, Archie.
Oh, who are the Jeffersons? Oh, wait a minute. Hold. You don't mean them new people that moved in down the front?
Yeah, Lionel's family. They're really very nice people,
Archie. Yeah, very nice. They're wonderful people. They're lovely people, Edith, but they are also colored people.
Better hold it there, Daddy.
Now, listen, little girl. Been around a lot of places. I've done a lot of things, but there's one thing Archie Bunker ain't never going to do, and that's break bread with no jungle bunnies.
Right, Archie. They invited you to dinner. They didn't throw a brick through your window.
I'd sooner have the brick. These kind of people are always trying to use a social situation to raise their station.
That's right. And using you's gonna launch them right into cafe society.
Listen, wise guy, if you wasn't so prejudiced, you'd know very well, like everybody else knows, that them people is inferior to us people.
Daddy, how can a man who believes in God talk like that?
Because I'm using the common sense that God gave me.
Common sense?
Archie, that's out-and-out hate.
Hate? What has any of this got to do with hate, you dumb Polak? I am simply defending my God-given right as a free American not to sit down to eat with my unequals.
Michael and Gloria storm off.
Now, Edith, get on that telephone and cancel this thing with the Jeffersons.
Archie, I can't. That would hurt their feelings.
Their feelings? Now, what about my feelings? Edith, do you know that Jim McNabb and me are circulating a petition through this neighborhood not to sell no more houses to no more colors? And here you have me sitting down to eat with a first colored family that infiltrated the block. I mean, Edith, I'm mortified.
Well, maybe maybe if we just don't stay too long after dinner.
Edith, get on our telephone.
Oh, no, wait a second. Hey, why don't you do your own dirty work, huh?
All right, big mouth, I will. You know the number, get him on the wire.
Oh, no, no, please don't. Edith,
I ain't gonna hurt nobody's feelings. Oh, sit down.
Yep, there it is, it's ringing.
Archie takes the phone.
Hello, is that Mrs. Jefferson? Yeah, well, this is Mr. Bunker here. Yeah, I know about that, but I'm afraid that we ain't going to be able to make it because my wife twisted her ankle very bad. Say nothing now, don't say nothing.
Oh, boy.
Shh, you. Yes, she twisted it real bad, and the doctor says that she can't leave the house. Hold on, the doctor's just leaving now. So long there, Doc. I promise I won't let her leave the house. Don't forget to send a bill. Bye-bye. It's just one of them last-minute sprains that's going around. All right, I will. Yeah, I will. I will. Yep, yeah, yeah, thank you very much. Bye. Well, there it is. No fuss, no muss.
Oh, Archie, that was terrible, telling her a story like that.
Boy, you're some liar. You know you ought to be in the defense department.
Daddy, you're so prejudiced. You haven't even met Mr. Jefferson yet.
Fine. And that's just the way I want to keep it.
He answers the front door.
Oh, Lionel.
Yeah, Mr. Bunker, when I heard about Mrs. Bunker's ankle, I rushed right over.
Oh, yeah, well, she's in here resting, Edith.
Edith stands frozen in place, frowning at Archie, who glares.
The doctor say you're supposed to stay off your feet, dear. Sit down.
She starts walking, then quickly fakes a hobble to the chair.
You see what I mean, Lionel?
Yeah, I see. That's a shame. It's too bad this had to happen the first time you were coming to dinner, Mrs. Bunker.
Yeah, well, Lionel, as they say, que sera, sera, you know? And we was both looking forward towards it, too, wasn't we, Edie?
I certainly was.
But say, Mr. Bunker, are you sure there isn't something else that's causing you to cancel tonight?
Oh.
Well, I mean, you can be straight with me, because, frankly, we're having problems with my old man.
Yeah, what's the matter with him?
Well, he's kind of old-fashioned, you know. Says he just doesn't want to sit down with Whitey.
Stunned, Archie glances down at Edith. He gives Lionel a long look and twists his face.
Is that so?
He'll get over it. I just want to make sure you didn't cancel because my folks are black.
No, Lionel, we're perfectly willing to come over and pick a few ribs at your family anytime. It's just that Edith's ankle, the way it is, we can't make it.
Well, I sure am happy to hear that, Mr. Bunker. But say, Mrs. Bunker, you won't be able to cook tonight, will you?
No, she's got to stay off her feet.
Oh, well, since Mom's already fixed dinner anyway, and you do want to meet my folks.
You're sorry to miss that.
Well, great then, Mom. We'll be happy to bring the dinner over here.
Archie slowly turns to him, wide-eyed and mouth agape. Edith lights two candles on the dining table. When Archie enters from the kitchen eating a sandwich...
That ain't gonna be enough light, Edith. You ain't gonna be able to see your guests unless they smile at you.
He brightens the lights in the room as Michael and Gloria come downstairs.
Well, we're going now.
Wait a minute.
What's this? What the hell are you going on here?
She's in short shorts.
Hot pants, Daddy. Don't you like them?
I like them. I think they're sexy.
Nobody's talking to you. You got a case of the permanent hots anyhow. Remind me of Fanny Touhain and them things.
Fanny Touhain? Who's that?
The girl I used to know when we was kids. She'd show you bloomers for a bite of your jelly apple.
You bought at a ball game.
Now my tickets, too. I ain't never gonna forgive your mother for making me miss the match like this here. There they are. No. Don't open it. Don't open it now. Your mother's ankle ain't bandaged yet. Hey, you, get your ankle in here, will you? What do you got there?
Well, I figured out it should be a hot compress. Cold is for headaches, so hot is for springs.
Oh, let me be the doctor, will you, Edith? You got enough to handle being a dingbat. Here, go. Just sit down, will you? Put that thing on your ankle, huh? There they are. All right, I'm coming. Gee, them colored people love to play with bells. Hurry up now, huh? Come on. Come on, let him in.
Gloria opens the door.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Mr. McNair.
Hi, Edith.
Good night.
Gloria, McNair. What are you doing here?
I got the pledge, Archie. You had me, my daughter type it up for me.
Oh, but Jimmy, I ain't got time for that now.
Archie, you was the one who was pushing to get this thing signed.
Yeah, all right. But can't we talk about it tomorrow, huh?
Archie, would you just read this so I'm sure I got it down the way you told me?
Jimmy, I got so much to do around here. Let me look at it. Petition, all right. Whereas we already got one house full of college in the neighborhood, we the unsigned, et cetera. That's fine.
He puts
fine.
Down the petition, then stops Edith from getting up.
It's who?
It's some people that's just dropping over. Hey, Jimmy, would you mind going out the back door?
Archie, are they from the neighborhood? They can sign it too.
Don't bother about that. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, I'm coming. Gee, they love them bells.
Eat it down.
Archie answers the door.
Good evening, Mr. Bunker. I don't believe you've ever met George.
Oh, no. Come on in.
I'll just put these in the kitchen.
Yeah. No. Let me put them in the kitchen. You two, just stay out here and say hello or something.
Mrs. Bunker, how's your ankle?
Oh, not bad. If I stay off it and drink lots of liquid.
In the kitchen.
Now, McNair. Now, this thing ain't what it seems to be here.
It ain't, huh? That's either the Jeffersons or the worst case of sun poisoning in history.
Archie, bring in the crackers and cheese.
All right. Give me a minute here, Edith. Huh? Come on, will you, Jimmy? Come on. I'll talk to you about this whole thing tomorrow when we're alone.
What are you, Bunker? Some kind of a double agent?
I'm coming.
He re-enters the living room.
Well... here we are.
Mr. Jefferson's in his seat.
I invited Mr. Jefferson to sit in your chair, Archie. It's so comfortable for a man. And I knew you wouldn't mind.
Archie bites his lip and twitches. He gazes down at Mr. Jefferson, who beams.
Well, make yourselves at home. Any of you want a drink?
No, thank you, not anymore.
Whatever you got.
Yeah, all right.
Mr. Jefferson picks up the neighborhood petition from the side table.
Oh.
This is interesting, Louise.
Whereas we already got one house full of colors in the neighborhood.
Well, don't bother with that. Just drink your drink and good luck to you. Some hunk of junk that somebody just slipped under the door. I hate these handbills, Edith. Why do you let them come into the house? Who knows who brings them around?
Possibly the people on the unwelcome wagon.
Well, now, here's a toast. To good neighbors, they come in all colors. White, off-white, lily white.
Mrs. Jefferson strides away embarrassed while her husband pleads innocence.
I think I'll heat up the dinner now.
I'll help you.
Edith, stay.
Edith peers up at Archie fearfully. Archie starts to pace.
Doo-dee-doo-doo.
He sits beside Mr. Jefferson.
The TV's on the fritz. I sure wish we could watch it tonight.
Something special?
Anything.
You two just go right on talking. I'll catch up on my reading.
I see you're interested in our space program.
Oh, yeah, that's a genuine facsimile there with the Apollo 14 insignia. That's the thing that separates the U.S. survey from the red chinks and all the mother losers.
You don't think we got anything more important to do with $20 billion than to send a guy up on the moon to hit a few golf balls?
What's more important than that?
How about spending the money here on Earth to fight poverty, create a few jobs?
Oh, you sound just like my son-in-law now.
Your son-in-law's black?
No! Ah, he's only a Pollock. You know, he's filled with a lot of them radical liberal ideas, you know, which, I'm sorry to say, so is a lot of you black people. We was arguing over the Bible here this morning, and my son-in-law is an atheist. You ain't one of them, are you?
No, I believe in God.
Well, now, that's nice. It's interesting, too, the way you people wake yourself up from the snakes and the beads and the wooden idols right up to our God.
What do you mean, your God?
Well, I mean, you know, God is white, ain't he?
What makes you think God isn't black?
Well, because I was made in God's image, and you'll note that I ain't black.
Well, don't complain to me about it.
I ain't complaining about nothing. I just mean all the pictures you ever see of God. He's white, like, take that Dago artist that painted God on a ceiling over Rome. Remember that?
You mean that white Dago artist that painted him?
Yeah, but every picture I ever seen of God, he's white.
Well, maybe you were looking at the negative.
Let's try to talk intelligent, huh? Now, if God was black, as you say, then his son would also have to be black. You ain't going to tell me that Jesus is black.
Well, now you're catching on. They already proved that Jesus was an Ethiopian.
Wait a minute. Now, you say he's an Ethiopian. A Presbyterian says a Presbyterian. But whatever he was never black.
Well, if God wasn't black, how come he built us so much better than you?
Are you kidding?
Well, look at the way it is, man. Take us out of football, take us out of basketball, take us out of the Olympics, and what do you got? I can't even think about it. It's pathetic.
Well, let me ask you something. How come all the astronauts are white?
Because they're picked by lily-white Americans like you who only pick other lily-white Americans.
So what?
So nothing. Keep your white astronauts. Like I already proved to you, we got God, who is black.
Well, the only answer to that is...
Both men rise and face off.
Louise, we're going!
Get the car!
Edith hurries over to Archie. Mrs. Jefferson returns.
Well, Henry, what's going on here?
Your ankle all of a sudden got better, huh?
I'm sorry we had to lie to you. My ankle wasn't really sprained. It was just an excuse to try to get out of having dinner with you.
Edith, I have a confession to make to you. This isn't my husband.
It isn't?
That's not your husband?
No, George didn't want to have dinner with you either. And when I couldn't change his mind, I didn't know what to do. I was so embarrassed that I asked my brother-in-law, Henry, to come with me.
Your brother-in-law, Henry? Oh, what a lie. This is what it comes to. I agree to do this thing, Edith, and their real guy doesn't come over. We don't want to sit down with Whitey. He stays home.
Oh, no. George didn't stay at home.
Well, where's George?
He's at Shea Stadium watching the Mets.
Archie glares at Edith.
All right. You had a big fight, and then what happened?
Then the women got the men to make peace.
How'd you do that?
We put the dinner on the table, and we all sat down.
What'd you eat, Archie? Hog jowls and fatback?
I don't know what I ate.
He don't know what he ate, but he had three helpings of it.
Will you stifle yourself?
Was it soul food, Ma?
No, No, it wasn't fish. It was chicken tetrazzini and broccoli and egg salad and avocado salad.
Directed by John Rich. Written by Jerry Mayer. Script supervision Norman Lear. Mike Evans as Lionel. Mel Stewart as George Jefferson. Isabel Sanford as Louise Jefferson. Bill Benedict as Jimmy McNabb. Associate producer Jane Thompson. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS, produced at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions, Inc.